Hello, Phil.
Bob Eubanks, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, it's not every day you get to talk to a television legend. It's my honor to have you on the show, sir.
Well, legend means I'm old, right?
I suppose so. Not always. I mean, you're only as old as you feel, right?
I don't feel old. Not anymore. I used to.
Yeah. It's now the 55th anniversary of the Newlywed Game. Is that this year, or is that actually today?
I don't know about the anniversary. I did it for 5 decades, off and on.
Yeah.
I think I'm the only person to do the same format for 5 decades. But they're going to bring it back. And I offered to help them, but they didn't want the help. So what are you going to do?
Well, you got to talk to the guy. I mean, you're the guy, right? You started it, though. That was your first television gig, wasn't it? Your game show gig? Was it
the
Newlywed Game?
The first game show gig, yeah. I did other little dance party shows prior to that.
You know? Yeah. How did you get the Newlywed Game up, and how did that come about? Who approached you?
Yeah, two guys named Nicholson and Muir went out to lunch one day, and they wrote on a napkin, husbands predict wives, wives predict husbands. They gave it to ABC, and ABC gave it to Chuck Barris, who had the dating game on the air.
Mm-hmm.
He developed the show, and they auditioned every disc jockey in town, and I was lucky enough to win that audition. And that's how it all started. I was very fortunate. I've been very fortunate now. And what I want to do in my career now is I just want to help people and help people live better. And that's what this project, the 60 Up Balance Board, is offering me. And it makes me feel so good. I can tell you that.
Now, I heard you had a really unique Father's Day gift idea.
Oh, boy, do I ever. Let me tell you, I was in the rodeo world for quite a while. And I got hurt. I had both hips replaced. I had back surgery. I was walking bent over. I was falling down a lot. And a friend of mine named Dan Metcalf said, come over to my house and work out. And I went over there. And over the next month, he developed this board, the 60 Up Balance Board.
Yeah.
And it changed my life in a very short period of time. And so I decided that at this point in my career, what I want to do is I want to help people live better. And that's what the board is offering me the opportunity to do. It's just amazing. And if anybody in your audience is having balance issues at all, the 60 Up board will help them. You know, because balance is the number one problem with seniors. It's so important, man.
It really is. I mean, I think most of us have probably experienced a grandparent or a parent that has fallen and is alone and stuck on the floor, you know, and that's a very scary thing when you've been on the floor for 6 hours, you couldn't reach your phone, you know, that happens all the time. This is a product that can help them prevent that.
Oh, can it ever. I read an article the other day that said if you have good balance, you can improve your life expectancy by as much as 8 years. Can you believe that?
That's amazing.
I mean,
that's amazing.
And the 60 Up board, there's over 200 exercises you can do on it. You can put it together in less than a minute. It's safe, and it comes with a DVD that has a complete 3-week workout. And also, you know, there's 200 free workout classes on YouTube, and we have live classes Monday through Friday on Facebook.
Oh, so, wow. Do you do those classes, or every once in a while do you pop in?
Yeah, every once in a while I pop in, but the experts do the classes Monday through Friday. On Facebook, and it's just wonderful. When you think about it, we used to charge $349.95, but we've taken $100 off of that.
Yeah.
And for your listeners, we'll take another $10 off. So it's $239.95, which includes a 30-day money-back guarantee. Like I say, you get the DVD and the mat, and it's just wonderful. That's all I can tell you.
Now, I would imagine there's a probably a YouTube video or something that we could to let people see what it is as well.
Now go to the number 60 and then up, 60up.com, 60up.com. Take a look.
All right, Bob. Now, I want to go back to earlier when we first started talking. You had mentioned that you were in the rodeo? I had no idea you were in the rodeo.
Oh, I was in the rodeo world for a long time. I was a team roper and competed in rodeos. And because of my rodeo knowledge, I was then hired to do the television commentary for the National Finals Rodeo for several years.
Oh, wow.
And what I like to do is take what I know how to do and apply it in other areas.
Sure, yeah.
And that's what my career has been. But, you know, I'm a country music nut. I love country music.
Yeah.
And now it's 60 Up. That's my life right now.
The big burning question that I have for you, Bob, is if you would humor me just a little bit, who coined the phrase making whoopee?
Well, what happened, and this is 1964.
Sure.
They wanted me to say make love, and I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And because I didn't think you should have to explain what that means to your children until you were ready to do so. So Sinatra had a hit record called Making Whoopee. And to me, it could have been anything. So that's how Whoopee came about.
I was hoping that Sinatra did his song after the catchphrase, but it was the other way around.
Yeah, it was the other way around. Yeah.
And you got your start working in radio. Do you remember what your first radio gig was?
Oh, yeah. It was a 250-watt radio station in Oxnard, California. I worked midnight to 8, and I had a big rock and roll album giveaway contest, and I said, okay, I'll give them to the first person that calls, and nobody called.
Yeah.
So, one morning I drove to the hot new station in L.A., KRLA, and I'm sitting there in the lobby, and they were having a disc jockey meeting. I just wanted to see what the big guys look like.
Yeah, right.
And I could tell by the conversation the all-night man had a sore back. So I walked up to the program director and I said, hi there, I'm a disc jockey. He said, do you belong to the union? I said, no, but I will. And I borrowed $360 and went on the air that night, and I was there 7 years to the day.
Do you have a really good radio war story? You know, something that didn't go right, whether it be an interview, some kind of a contest. I mean, we all have one. I have several myself, but I'm curious, what was something that just went completely wrong, and how did you handle it?
Yeah, I can't think of anything. We were such a time and temperature disc jockey station. I remember, though, that the morning man, his name was Bob Hudson. He went to Laker basketball game, and the Lakers lost. And the next morning, he said, I think it was fixed. And when he got off the air at 9 o'clock, there was an attorney from the NBA and from the Lakers. And he had to read an apology every 15 minutes for 2 weeks.
Oh, no. That's funny stuff right there. I think we've all definitely had something like that happen. Wow, this is cool. It's been fun talking with you, and we're going to let folks know about the 60 Up.
60 Up Balance Board. You go to 60up.com, and there's over 200 exercises you can do on it. It's easy to put together. It's safe, and I can tell anybody it will change their lives if they're having balance issues. And it'll make a great Father's Day gift, too. So.
Well, thank you, Bob Eubanks. I appreciate having you on. It's been an absolute pleasure. TV legend, radio legend, rodeo legend, and more. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Phil. God bless. Thank you.